Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Inside my fix-it-up life, where we're all just gonna lean back, light some candles, and be relaxed.
Is this like the nighttime program of my fix-it-up life?
What? Is that Tim?
Well, I think so, yeah.
That's a good song?
It is a good song, but we have to listen to the when he gets into it.
Yeah!
When he's rocking out a little harder.
Yeah! Can we get that buttoned up or tightened up or whatever people do to songs to... It's like
Tim Williams is awesome.
TheTimWilliams.com.
No,
he has a new song.
TimWilliams.com.
No, it's TimWilliams.
It's not. He told me. I just saw him a couple days ago. I went and listened to him play out. And with my girlfriend, I was out late, too, let me tell you.
I noticed the next day. How you doing, Mark?
Oh, I did not do that. I still got up at 6 a.m. the next day and did all my mommy things.
Yes, you did.
And all my work things. Unfortunately, though, it was like around 11 o'clock at night. My girlfriend, Allison, was going to order us, both of us, one glass of wine. And she came back with this, like, carafe of wine. And I was like, seriously? What do you do?
Oops.
So then we had to listen to Tim play a whole nother set.
He is great. Yeah. Whether it's Tim Williams or the Tim Williams, I may just refer to him personally as the Tim.
You can call him the Tim.
Hi. The Tim.
I don't think he'll respond.
What is that, a pronoun?
I don't know. But, you know, we were just talking about a pergola, and we have a pergola in our backyard, and...
Soon to be pergola.
And one of the things that Mark is passionate about is our yard.
Yes.
And this is the time of year when you want to take care of your lawn if you're going to have a party now or next spring. Because if you don't do it now...
Ooh, good thought.
Very good thought.
For a couple reasons. One, especially where we live in the northern tier of the country, you get the most dependably good grass-growing weather, which is a cool weather plant. It likes this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do this time of year, and it's a little late right now, is to actually do a core aeration. So I'm going to go to a rental place and rent an aerator, and that's going to plug up, pull plugs out of the yard grass. And what that does is gets air and oxygen and so forth to the root system. But it's also a really good time to drop new grass seed. The grass is going to be growing aggressively. We have dew in the mornings, cool nights or colder nights, and warm days. When warm air meets cold, you get liquid water or water vapor. That's what dew is. So even though we will water like crazy when we drop seeds, Mother Nature's kind of doing it for us a little bit. So we've got the core aeration. We're going to put down some grass seed. And what we want, the key here, is to get that seed to germinate and to sprout now before the grass plant goes dormant for the winter. And the reason why it's good now, and let me back up, we're going to use our favorite starter fertilizer here for this, Milorganite, which everybody knows what that is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But it's great for planting new seeds. And the reason, the other reason why doing this now is such terrific timing is because we are going to use a pre-emergent crabgrass killer slash fertilizer in the spring. I've used all different brands. I think the last brand we used was a Scotts. And the deal with that, of course, is it's a pre-emergent crabgrass killer, so it gets other stuff too, which means if you're going to do your aeration and your seeding in the spring, you have to skip the pre-emergent crabgrass killer, which then kind of introduces the possibility for crabgrass moving forward the next year. So that's there's a lot of reasons why fall is the best time to do this.
And we've been talking about it at our house, and Mark, we're trying to find time for you to actually do all the things you need to do to take care of our lawn because of all the projects we've been doing. The lawn isn't looking as beautiful as it used to.
Well, yeah, because I've systematically destroyed it. You know, a million trash bags full of roof shingles on it, and I laid out plastic to catch debris, and that suffocated the lawn. Some of it's coming back, but other parts, they will come back, but I haven't been able to do weed and feed. I haven't been able to fertilize properly. I haven't had time to do the aeration, which I really would have loved to have done at the end of August, beginning of September.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the real... Yeah, here's some timely advice from my Fix It Up Life.
Well, it is
the
really...
The optimum time to do this is 6 weeks ago.
Well, exactly. Well, well, time's running out. I mean, like, you have, you know, another week or two still, right?
Yeah, grass is going to germinate in about 2 weeks. We've got another month, 6 weeks, maybe eight out of the growing season. So... Well, there's still plenty of time, but I want to get it in. I want to get that grass up and out of the ground.
Yes, and Mark is passionate about the lawn, too. So passionate about it that he, for a long time, was admiring, like, lawn striping.
I love lawn striping. Like at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the Red Sox, they do a big B in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
That's they don't paint that on. That's done with a lawnmower.
So a few years ago, I think it was for Father's Day present, I got Mark a lawn striper that actually attaches to his lawnmower.
Yes.
And he uses it and does, like, little patterns and stuff in our grass, and it's very cute. And we're not allowed to, like, walk on the grass right afterward. We have to, like, just sit and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've gone out of there. I've been doing all kinds of different patterns and stuff, which is fun, and it's good. It's good, like, mental health for me. Some people do jigsaw puzzles. Some people do whatever people do, knit and crochet. I think JT crochets. It's good mental health for me, and so it's symmetry. You know, the lines alternate in different colors. And then Teresa walks out with jog stroller and just marches across them with Jack and screws up all the lines.
So we need to levitate, basically.
You need to use the 8 million miles of sidewalk we have.
Well, the jog stroller is actually wider than the back sidewalk from the house
it's
to the driveway.
It's not that much wider that you have to cut across the whole lawn.
Well,
and now we're having a spat. We started out holding hands and
we literally did.
We were holding
hands. We literally did hold hands at the beginning of this segment. But, you know, another thing that Mark likes to do with his friend Terry when he visits is they walk the property of our house. So they grab a beer and they literally walk around the house.
We do, and this is both our friend and the official My Fix It Up Life doctor, Dr. Terry Fleming. Super guy and one of the funniest dudes that I know, or that we know, and one of the things he likes to do is walk the property. And it's hysterical. I feel like, you know, some kind of baron or something. So let's get the dogs and walk the property.
Well, you do, and it's nice to be passionate about something like that. And I would admit this to everyone on the entire planet. I have never actually mowed a lawn before in my entire life.
Oh, that'll change.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm kind of all set.
I mean, I'm pretty good at getting dirty and doing, you know, hard jobs and everything, but the lawn mowing's not my thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's my mental health area. I don't mind it. I am a little bit all set with walking back and forth, considering the breadth of stuff we have to do. Wouldn't mind a tractor is what I'm trying to tell you. Hint, hint.
I don't think we really need a tractor. But you know what we do need?
Tell me.
We need some help from, you know, a design party planning, like, guru expert.
How do we go from tractor to design and party planning?
We go there very quickly because I don't want to buy a tractor or a dump truck or, like, any other kind of hauling kind of equipment. Like, it's okay to rent some stuff sometimes.
Own it.
And we can get you the new F-150 maybe, too.
Let's see what Grace Bonney, our design expert who's visiting with us, has to say about the ownership of dump trucks and tractors.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me. And I fully endorse dump truck ownership.
Yay. Oh, we're best friends.
Oh, no.
Okay, Grace. So here's all the things you and I are going to talk about Teresa's going to listen to.
Oh, no. I don't like that at all.
Maybe you can keep it somewhere out back where nobody sees it.
Well, I don't really think I want to keep it out back. We already have a truck and a trailer that we use.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah.
You want to reconsider the dump truck then.
Yeah, and we have a metal brake, a sheet metal brake out there in the back. And, like, we have enough stuff right now and piles of, like, Western Red Cedar and, like, all kinds of, like, we have so much going on.
As a matter of fact, Grace, what are you doing tomorrow? Because we need some help.
How good I am with piles of cedar, but I'm pretty
handy. Oh, cool. Hey, where is this phone call finding you? What part of the country are you in?
You were finding me in Brooklyn, New York this morning.
Oh, you're close. There's no reason you can't be here.
There's no reason at all, and you should come to our party. We're having a party next Saturday for our son, and then just, like, grown-ups and stuff. We'll totally invite you. I'm sure you will totally
good.
Come, right?
I'm sure you can pick fun party things to do with a dump truck, too. It's got multiple uses.
She's so on your side.
Oh, she's just being nice, Teresa. Just being nice. Thank you for being a good sport already. I want to hang out with you and talk for, like, 2 hours.
I'm already imagining how maybe fill the dump truck with, like, big things of ice and you can put beer and soda in it. There's got to be multiple uses for a dump truck.
Without a doubt.
Well,
I like the way you think.
Well, one thing that we do with our trailer, and we've done this for years with Lexi, our 9-year-old, is that we open it up and, like, her and her friends, you know, when we have parties or have friends over, is that they imagine that it's a boat or it's some kind of, like, castle or something, and they spend a lot of time playing inside of it, too. It's cleaned out. There's, you know, that stuff inside of it. So I guess it could have a use.
Yeah, and now I need to hasten to add, Grace, that it's not Beverly Hillbillies at our house. We actually care for our home. We don't have vehicles. You know, there's not, like, a boat that's tipped over on the side.
And, oh, that would be awesome.
You know what I mean?
We try really hard. We're fixing up our house, so it's a work in progress. But I want to know, I have a really big question I want to ask you. And
okay.
Where did the name Design Sponge come from?
Oh man, I rethink that name just about on a daily basis. When I originally started the website, I had no idea that it was going to end up being my job. And so when you start a Blogspot blog, you have to come up with a name in order to publish the blog. And I thought, well, I'm insanely obsessed with all things design related, and I tend to soak things up like a sponge. And so that was the first name that came to my mind. And now I spend my life saying the word sponge like 5 times a day, and it's not the coolest name to have to say a million times a day, but you know, in the end, I think it's pretty accurate. I soak up information really intensely, and I love researching anything related to design, so it ended up working out in the end.
And now, you know, when did you launch Design Sponge?
I launched the site in August of 2004, so
okay.
It's been about 6 years now.
Because I have a friend a neighbor, Erin, and she turned me on to Design Sponge, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago. And she said,
wow.
She stopped me and she said, you know, There is this coolest website. You have to go to it. I look at it every day. I read everything that Grace, you know, everything that she writes about, everything that's on there. And she's a huge fan. And because of her, I was turned on. And I bet that's like how a lot of women are turned on too, because it's just like word of mouth. And people just get so excited when they go onto your website. And like, there's so much cute stuff on there too.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think that's how, you know, most good web travels is just by trying to, you know, do things one-on-one. We do a lot of work with readers individually, and I answer all my emails personally, and, you know, I think maintaining that sort of personal contact and staying in touch with your readers is really important, because as the site grows, I want people to still remember that we're still just, you know, a bunch of really normal girls who just happen to sort of obsessively love one topic, so.
I love that. I think that's awesome that you personally respond to emails, too, because you've, like, 100,000 followers on Twitter, and what did I read, that you have, like, 65,000 daily readers on your site, which is, like, insane.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the nice thing is that, I mean, in a good way, you don't feel that every day. Like, it's just me and a laptop, and so it doesn't feel to have 65,000 people sitting in my apartment while I write, which is good. I think if it felt that big, I would probably be overwhelmed and talk to somebody, but it still feels like talking to my friends and telling them about cool stuff that I found, and that's what I always wanted to feel like. So I it's still so small to me.
Wow, that's cool. Mac or PC? We're losing you, Grace.
Oh, we're having a little bit of feedback.
There you are.
Yay.
Yeah.
You know, and you've been on, what, Good Morning America, too? Now, how did that, like, did that come about early on in the whole design sponge?
That was a couple years ago. I think that was just somebody, someone of the producers, they were looking for somebody who was familiar with affordable home goods, and they came calling, and I was happy to say yes, and I think we pulled that whole segment together in like a day and a half, and I had these products overnighted in and tried to remember my lines, and, you know, it's probably the most makeup I've ever worn in my entire life. It was a fun experience.
Awesome. Well, speaking of, you know, your tips and everything, one thing that I know that a lot of people are excited about for, like, fall entertaining is centerpieces. Like, what do you do at Thanksgiving, you know, like, to be creative and have something that everyone can talk about and everything, too?
I think the key to sort of holiday entertaining that's easy is to think a little bit outside of the box but keep the similar materials that we'd always use. I mean, it's hard to imagine for me a holiday centerpiece that doesn't involve, like, a pumpkin or gourds or things like that. But the key is to not leave them their natural colors. I think right now, in the same way that we're seeing a lot of metallic and details like that in fashion, we're seeing the same thing in home design. So we're seeing people do, you know, a whole range of pumpkins and gourds in a variety of metallic covers or metallic colors. We're seeing people actually stitch into pumpkins to create decorations. I just read an amazing online magazine yesterday called Sweet Paul, and they took upholstery tacks and just studded one whole segment of a pumpkin so that when you turned it around, it had this amazing studded side. And I think adding little details like that, almost like you would add to clothing, to upholstery, to these traditional objects is a really fun, unexpected way to, like, add some detail to your table.
I love that. You know, what a great idea is dressing up all the gourds. Like you typically see, you know, some leaves and, you know, pumpkin or squash or whatever.
Just mow the lawn and bring the grass clippings in a trash bag.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people come to my parties, Grace. Just want to throw that out there.
Well, like we said earlier in the show, how we get ready for a party is, like, we build gates and stuff, so.
Yeah. We undergo infrastructure changes.
And I do this kind of part of the party planning on my own. But, you know, one thing that I always like to do, and I think is a great idea, is to have a cool party cocktail, you know, that's thematic to the time of year or the party or whatever. Is there anything that you can, tell us about that's hot right now?
We're seeing a couple different things. I think that right now, at least from our readers, is that people are loving the invented retro cocktails. So we're seeing people go, and I personally think this has something to do with Mad Men, because I think everything in design is heavily influenced by Mad Men right now. people are really getting back into, like, Manhattans and classic martinis and trying to find some little way to, whether it's lavender or some sort of infused cocktail. And because people are so interested in sort of this thinking locally thing right now, we're seeing people grow their own herbs and infuse their own vodkas and make really simple martinis that have a little bit of a flavor twist to them.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and you're right. That Mad Men show is just simply everywhere.
It's hard not to be influenced by just about anything that guy does. He's so pretty.
Great. So we're having a little bit of feedback from you. For some reason, I don't know what's going on, but...
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, no problem. It's just there's something weird with the phone.
Are you on a cell phone?
I am. I can call you if you guys want to call me.
Oh, no, you're perfect now. You're absolutely perfect right now.
That's good.
And we just have a couple minutes left to talk to you, too.
Yeah, so we need to give you our address to come to our party. So that's the first part. And one thing I did want to point out after having read your site is just how well-written it is. I mean, there are people who, like, write the words down, but your writing has verve and flair and style. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I think we all work really hard to try to, elevate our writing. When it started, it was just me, and I talked like it was, really informal. I think as it goes on, I had to take it a little bit more seriously. And it's no longer just me. It's now a team of 20 writers. So we're trying to keep our own unique voices, but try to find a way to tie us all together a little bit.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it. And if you haven't checked it out, you really have to go to designspongeonline.com and check out. There's all kinds of cool stuff, like mini trends that are going on and, like, advice for all kinds of cool stuff, too. You definitely have to check it out. And Grace Bonney is awesome.
Yeah, we'll see you next weekend. In the meantime...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. We got to go. We'll see you on the other side of this break with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Inside My Fix It Up Life.
Where it just got cleaner.
It did.
We are right on our giveaway.
We are, and it's a giveaway that can help you with any kind of party that you're throwing, the after party.
The after party when you don't want to be doing anything but maybe watching the ball game or sitting around or taking a jog, but instead you're cleaning your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share two really fun entries that we received this week.
Yes, for the Blue Magic Carpet Stain and Spot Lifter.
A case of it, mind you, a case.
And you can use it in your vehicle. You can use it on carpets. You can use it on upholstery.
You say vehicle again.
Yeah, vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And,
It's like popsicle.
I suppose it is like popsicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... again, we talked about this before. I did some videos for Blue Magic, and if I didn't see the stuff work in front of me, I'd be hard-pressed to, be all that fired up about it. But I seen it real good.
Well, let me share the two that I have in front of me. We received one from Angela from Maryland, and she wrote to us and says, I want the case of carpet cleaner because I have two kids and wall-to-wall white carpet.
Wrap it up.
Seriously.
Yeah, here's what you need, carpet removal.
Oh, my goodness. And then we received another entry, and this is from Jessica, and she wrote to us and said that, I wonder if that carpet stain and spot lifter will get the blood out of my carpet from where my brother cracked his head open
yes,
the other
day. Yes, you can have it. Whatever it is, I don't want to know anymore.
Actually, peroxide got most of it out, but there's still two brown spots, and they're right by my chair, and they creep me out.
Oh, you
now,
win. You win.
This time of year, it's like Halloween time, so that might be good for decoration.
Hey, she might be a serial killer for all we know. So.
Oh, yeah, it just says where my brother cracked his head open. So it doesn't say how he cracked his head open.
Yeah, like when she did the Mr. Carruthers in the library with the candlestick.
So should we encourage that kind of behavior?
I honestly think I can state as a show policy, we do not endorse serial murder.
Well, yeah, it doesn't say that he's okay either.
Yeah, okay. By the way, we quit. We're not broadcasting any longer, and we moved.
Angela, she has two kids, so they're still alive.
Yeah.
Even though she has the white carpet.
Angela, we're taking your floor out for you because we're going to have to move into your home.
Yeah, so, anyone else that's living with Jessica might want to move in with you as well. So, who wins? Oh, maybe we should ask JT who wins. JT, who wins?
Well.
Yeah?
Is it the chick with the dude who cracked his head open?
Yeah, or...
Or?
The woman with the two kids and the white carpet. Who needs a case more?
I think it's the woman with the brother who cracked his head open.
All right. Well, congratulations. You won.
And not only did she win the spot remover, but also a big bag of lime. So when she has to bury the body, knock down the smell.
This portion of My Fix It Up Life brought to you by Landscape Supply Company.
Oh, too funny. And so on next week's show, tune in. We'll be talking to Norm Abram. We're talking about woodworking tools and tips. And the following week, we're talking to Steve Thomas, and we're talking about going green with him. We're giving away a Stiletto 12-ounce remodeler's hammer next week and a select step ladder from Little Giant the following week.
Awesome.
Go to myfixituplife.com to enter to win.
Email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Totally follow us on Twitter. You know, we've got a twinfluence of 1 million. Did you know that, Mark?
1 million. Of course I knew that.
Totally.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone does.
We are top 8 home improvement shows
on iTunes,
so which we thank you for.
So go subscribe to My Fix It Up Life on iTunes. Check out recent shows. And don't forget to tune in next week for more
My Fix It Up Life.